77020 had reports for shooting 4565 Old Dalton Road, 4565 Old Dalton Road. Subject's advising his brother's been shot, laying in the yard. This also possibly involved a hostage situation at one time.
0-20. You go ahead and get an investigation started at my house.
10-4. 52, did you copy that traffic? This is going to be what Renee was talking to you about. 4565 Old Dalton Road.
That's 10-4. We're going to ride up there right now.
50 dispatch. I'm going to be in right also.
10-4-50.
77, copy. 77-0-20. Do you want me to step it up?
Where are you at?
Martha Berry at the loop.
Tim's a little closer. Let him get there and see what we got for him. Dispatch, the shooter's still on the scene.
As far as we can tell, they are still on the scene.
Still.
And dispatch 52, this will be the subject Renee was talking to you about. Shooter is still there.
10-4. Start looking, where are you?
I'm Horse Lake at Burnett Ferry.
Well, I'm a Huff Hacker here at Garden Lake Boulevard. I can handle that way too. We leave 77 available if you want to.
That's 10-4. Copy. Danger.
10-4.
Dispatch copy.
Dispatch, they're going to have to go around. Can't come up on Dalton.
10-4, we'll advise.
8-10-9, 15.
Don't use old Dalton. Come up 27. You hit old Somerville. I had it blocked.
Campbell.
Dispatch 04 being right. I'm leaving old Somerville Road.
10-4-0-4.
0-12 is around also.
10-4-0-12.
03 is going.
10-4-0-3.
50 dispatch, is there going to be above 140?
We'll see if we can find out for you, 50.
It's right there at 140.
Tim, what were you asking? If it was going to be above 140. It is, the 3400 blocks right there at Elgin, and 4500 blocks on up there past, what's that subdivision on the left, way up there where Sheriff Rickman used to live right there, where it is, it's where they are. I think it's a double wide up on the hill. I've been there before on 1016.
Covered Springs.
Dispatch all units, be advised, subject may have left the scene in a yellow Jeep.
50.
Be no direction of travel on that.
53, go ahead and pull in toward the middle in case you have to come north or something.
Careful. 50 dispatch, see if you can find out what kind of Jeep. It's going to be a Jeep Cherokee or a Jeep Wrangler.
That's 10-4. I'm trying to get it for you, 50. Dispatch 50 in all units. He should drive a hardtop Jeep Wrangler goldish color.
Dispatch, what's the suspect's name again?
His name should be Robert Spriggs Jr. Robert Spriggs Jr.
10-4.
Dispatch all units. Mr. Spriggs is going to be 26-year-old white male, about 6'2", 215, has three tattoos, brown eyes, brown hair.
9.6. 50 dispatch, give me the numerical again.
4565-4565. Dispatch 50, mouth subject was shot, supposedly shot several times, should be laying in the front yard.
Apple.
Dispatch all units, update on the shooting suspect, the Robert Spriggs Jr., 26-year-old white male, 6'2", 215 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. City units, the girlfriend that he's upset with is at 127 East Clinton Drive, 127 East Clinton Drive. He has threatened to go to that location. He's driving a gold Jeep. The girlfriend said he might go to the graveyard behind Rome Cinemas where his mother is buried.
50's out.
10-4.
09 this way.
09.
I just talked to 68. He said that Jeep is more of a tan color, and that boy goes by Tim instead of Robert. Tim's his first name.
10-4-09. We will update that.
04 is the innocent ride up here. Use 10-0. It's been raining pretty hard up here. These roads are real smooth.
Mike, how far up is that past Old Somerville?
Yeah, it's going to be on the north side of 140. That's about there around Covered Springs is what I'm guessing.
I don't know that it's that far.
Dispatch 09, just advise, we were on the line with the girlfriend on East Clinton Drive. There was a lot of screaming and yelling going on. We got disconnected from them. City units are en route to 127 East Clinton.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that location. Where is that?
South Burnett Ferry Road in the city.
Tempo. Danny, is that you turning on 140?
Negative.
Yeah, I think that's true. Dispatch, I'm gonna go on up Big Texas Valley and sit up there and see if we got so many units going to the scene and see if I can intercept them, maybe taking the Texas Valley out to the west side of the county.
10409, I'll keep you advised what the city finds on East Clinton.
That's Tempo.
04-03, you remember where Connor Rickman's mother lives? He's gonna be there.
Okay.
60's out.
10-4.
09. 09.
Okay, I came up 140 and didn't pass him. If he went straight across the old dome, he'd have to take Jones Mill because they got a block there where the fire's at.
He might have went on up through some springs coming that way to avoid all of us. That's why I'm going to go up here and set up in the valley.
10-4.
2709, I'm here 27 at Old Somerville. You want me to check Jones Mill?
That's simple.
Dispatch audience, just advise, city unit is out on East Clinton. They've got somebody screaming help inside the house.
50 dispatch. We'll go ahead and send the corner this way.
10-4, and be advised we have shots on East Clinton at this time also.
Where's that at, dispatch?
Runs off Burnett Ferry.
Go ahead, dispatch.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and call Captain Yen. Get SWAT going.
10-4, get him in wrap.
Wilson, dispatch, I copy.
10-4.
020 dispatch. They advise that Jeep was there on Clinton.
023 dispatch.
023.
But you know, we're just a few driveways past Cover Springs.
That's 10-4. The Jeep is at on East Clinton Drive. The Jeep is there.
020 being route.
10-4, be advised. Several subjects inside that residence, female and kids.
03A, investigator on the scene.
52 will be out in about 3 minutes.
Okay, how many of you? Two?
Campbell.
Okay. Let's just put two investigators there. Let's see what happens on the other road before all of us get tied up in one spot.
03, I'm right behind them.
03,
I'm headed over I'm on the west side.
All right, I'll turn around and go with you and leave the others up on this thing.
Yeah,
03, I'm heading that location also. I'll be right there.
Dispatch audience, be advised. I have one subject with abdominal wounds. I have a male and a female child jumping off the front porch. Dispatch all units and East Clinton, be advised. City officers have no idea where the assailant is at this time. They think he's in the house, but unsure.
Dispatch, is that off a hidden violence? 012 out at the scene. Hold up.
10-4. 020 is going to be off Wood Valley Drive. Wood Valley Drive.
No.
Sergeant, I'm en route back over there with you, but I'm out in Big Texas Valley now, coming back west.
Dispatch audience, be advised. City officers and one SO unit is setting up at 129 East Clinton Drive, 129.
020 is out over here on the Clinton.
10-4-020. Dispatch all units, be advised. He's got on camo shirt, khaki pants.
012, Major Brock. What
kind of weapon was used?
Dispatch 09, our original complainant had no idea what kind of gun he might have used. He didn't have any. His father had numerous.
Temple, I didn't copy what the answer was on that.
Dispatch 09, it was my traffic you didn't copy. He owns no guns, but his father owned numerous weapons.
The unit on Old Dogs is what I'm trying to find out from, but they're not getting out.
10-4.
01, Major Brock, give me a call, please.
020,
dispatch.
Go ahead. Well, we got one up here that's been shot. We're going to put him in a private vehicle running down to the ambulance, to advise an ambulance.
10-4, we'll advise.
At Dodge Truck.
02309.
9.
Just from a case of some type of pistol.
Did you say pistol?
10-4 for right now, that's what we know.
Alright.
Dispatch copied the traffic.
Captain Lennon, Mike said it was 380.
10-4G, thank you.
Dispatch copy.
Just trying to see what we're up against.
03 dispatch, did I understand there's a second person shot now?
The other person shot is at East Clinton. At East Clinton. At least one person shot there. Unsure of any more.
Okay, I was referring to that one because we already had one, so there is another now.
Oh,
go ahead.
We got
got one white male shot. We got him down to the ambulance now. He came out of the house.
Daryl? Okay, shooter still there?
We're not sure. We believe he is, but he's still in the house.
Dispatch copy 012.
012.
George,
okay, well, that was a handgun and a shotgun. Baby's still in the house.
Okay, I'm on the way. Just set up a perimeter and we'll handle it.
0409. Captain V, copy me. Just call me on the next tail.
Okay, I'm trying to come up the back side of the mountain here. I ain't got any service right now. Hold me, I'll call you.
Okay. The shell casing on the ground is either 9mm or 380. We haven't picked them up yet. Look at it.
Well, I got a guy calling me right now, letting me, he's trying to give me a location. He says the guy was running somewhere. He said he'd been shot too, but I'll let you know here in just a minute.
Dispatch Vicky, your coroner's en route up there.
Devil.
0904. Major, I talked to one of his co-workers just now. He said that he's running through the woods right now. And whether he's telling the truth or not, we don't know. We're going to try to verify it.
09, is that back up the mountain chase from Wilkinson Road?
I'm not sure. He's real skeptical about talking about it. He claims he's been shot too, but we can't verify it. But they're trying to call him back now. He keeps hanging up on him.
I'm going to ride the roads back behind him.
Okay, he's a big muscled up boy now. He'll be a handful if you have to take him on, you know, like that. But use extreme 10-0 with him.
46, 1023, Allen Clinton.
10-446.
09.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, supposed to be two more people in the house, and we're not getting anything out of them. We don't know if the shooter's still in there. You say he's supposed to be in the woods?
I'm talking to Mo, the guy over there at Club Fitness, and Mo's a co-worker with him, and he claims he's in the woods running, and he claims he's shot also, but we can't verify that. He keeps hanging up on Mo.
Okay, well, the girls out there said there's two more subjects in the house. A female and a male, and we're not getting anything out of them.
That's simple.
Dispatch, copy your traffic, 020.
01, Kaplan.
Go ahead, Chief.
Do you find out what kind of phone he's got? Might have GPS, and Jay at the station's got a form. Might have to get something in, so that might be one alternative you got if he's in them woods.
That's simple. 020.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he got real agitated, Mo, and said everybody quit calling him, so he may have lied about being in the woods and maybe holding those people in that house.
Okay, that's what we're thinking. We're thinking he's still in there.
That's simple.
61-020, y'all need any more help out there?
We're okay right now. We're just going to hold off this watch, you see.
Dispatch 09, for any of the calls we have, do you want them to go to SOK?
That's 10-4, keep this channel open.
That's 10-4.
020. Okay, tell me how to get to where y'all are out there. I'm not familiar with that road.
Come off of Wood Valley and East Clinton. Runs right off of Wood Valley. Just off right up here.
Crestwood.
It says Crestwood subdivision, I believe.
On the left, any right before we get to the church?
Yeah, it's just past the Poison Ivy on your left.
Okay, I'll be there in just a second. 09 is 1023 out here.
10-409. Dispatch 020. 020, just advise, Jeff Chandler from the jail called, advised he had a prisoner officer going home close to that way. He's got him riding back and forth between Shropshire and Wilkerson on the back side. He is in a marked car.
Okay.
Danny, what did you say, turn left on Brook Creek?
I believe it's Crestwood Subway, just by pulling out on the road, and then go Wood Road over to Clinton, and then turn left on East Clinton. Captain, it may be Brook Crest Subway, I'm not sure.
Dispatch, all units, be advised, there's a SWAT member inside the house wearing camo.
He's not inside the house, looks like he's walking around it.
10-4, thank you for that.
09, Sergeant, Christian Sergeant, Lively.
Go ahead.
I have his cell phone number now if you want.
What provider?
We don't know that, but I do have the phone number.
6809.
Go ahead.
I believe that's singular.
That's 10-4, thank you. 09, just there.
09.
Isn't there a 1052 out here somewhere? So I tell him to come almost up here, our location.
10-4.
Tell him
the scene. It's very secure for them to come on up with them about a block of them.
10-4.
43 dispatch.
Go ahead, 43.
You get 1052s to clear away. Our truck will be coming through in a minute.
018 dispatch, I'll be at Floyd.
10-4, 018.
09 dispatch.
09.
We activate the lookout on the tan Jeep that is not on scene out here. I repeat, it's not on the scene. Look out the tide again there, everybody. Put it out to other agencies also, touching our county.
10-4.
Coming out with two hostages.
Dispatch 09. 09, be advised, we have pinged his phone. The last location they had of it was that lake over there on Wilkerson Road where the old Wilderness Club was. Was the last location it pinged from.
Got the people out of the house up here. He is not in the house.
10-4.
He's going to be heading down that way. He's getting it.
10-4.
50-60, 10-4.
10-4, it's
not. Okay, if you thought it was there.
Negative, it's not here.
10-4.
Dispatch 09.
Go ahead.
SO is going to check a 1037 near Twin Oaks. They saw some headlights. We do have a ping in that area for that subject from the cell phone company.
Okay, myself and 020 is kind of open this thing and being right over that way.
10-4. Be advised, the camo jacket has been left inside the residence along with a 1032 shotgun.
04 dispatch.
04, go ahead.
See if you have contact with your coroner's coming out here to see what their ETA is. We'll get the crowd of family.
Be advised, contact whom, 04?
The coroner, whichever one of them's coming out here.
10-4, 10-12.
09, dispatch.
09, go ahead.
When you get a minute, look in the phone book for a William Coffey on Wilkerson Road. The suspect knows some people out there, and that may be where he's at right now, William Coffey.
10-4, also be advised, had a call that that building may be unsecure at that location. He could possibly be inside.
Where we left from?
Negative, Twin Oaks may be unsecure, and he may be inside at this time, the Woodmen of America.
Okay, I got you now. Okay, appreciate it.
10-4, dispatch 04, be advised, we have Sutter 1076 to your location. He is on Old Dalton Road this time. ETA is by 5.
10-4.
6-2-0-9.
09.
Captain, I'm going to talk to his dad. He said he talked to 55, and he's out there in the woods. He's supposed to be making his way to the road. He's supposed to call him back.
That's simple.
09.
09.
I have a Coffey at 105 Kenwood Drive, 105 Kenwood Drive, and one on Bell's Ferry.
Okay, thank you.
Dispatch all units. Just had AT&T ping the phone again. According to this, he has moved closer to the Wilkerson Road, going toward Raspberry Road. Moved closer to Wilkerson Road rather than at the lake, moving toward Raspberry Road.
09 and 020, as soon as we get through this traffic, be there in about 3 minutes.
10-4, 09, 020.
46 dispatch.
Go ahead.
We're going to be 1095 with this suspect over at, on the Hidden Valley. We're 1095 with him now.
10-4, 09, you copy?
I do, 10-4.
We'll be around to the station.
10-4.
46, is he going to need medical attention? He was telling everybody he was shot.
Stand by. He's advising negative. I don't believe so.
10-4.
0-18, anybody on Clinton?
We'll be back out there in a minute. What you got?
The hospital and the subject's just wanting to know how his wife and baby are.
They're fine. They should be en route over that way in just a few minutes. They're fine.
10-4, I'll let them know.
Dispatch, y'all let the troopers know that they're 1095 with
them. 10-4, we're advising them.
07 dispatch.
07, go ahead.
Have a 1052 stage there at Tom's Gun Shop and meet with 03 right quick.
10-4, we will. Dispatch 07, EMS hasn't left the scene on East Clinton yet.
020, going to be 10-8, 10-24.
09, same traffic. 09-020, can you pull over up there somewhere, sir?
10-4, I'm back on shoulder. See me here in front of Tom's Gun Shop.
Yeah, be fine.
60 dispatch.
Go ahead.
Been out of 48, 85, on top. I'll be 10-8,
10-4.
04 dispatch.
Go ahead.
I'm going to check with 1052 that transported two females and find out who they are. Their family's up on Old Dalton Road.
more. The two females are still out on East Clinton at this time.
Okay, well, I just talked to 07, and they said they transported two that they got out of the attic.
10-4, they have them in their ambulance, but they've not actually left the scene yet because some 10-103s are talking to them.
Okay, find out their name so we can let the family know if it's the right ones.
Major, that's the two we got out of the house. The first name, the Tiffany, and another one I can't remember either.
I believe it's supposed to be Holly. I think I said April earlier, but it's supposed to be Holly.
Well, they had a baby with them.
Okay.
Dispatch copies. ASY EMS advised also, Tiffany and Holly.
04 dispatch.
04.
Okay, 1022, they might be trying to call me. I couldn't get them earlier.
Well, okay.
04, the unit's over on Clinton. 0409.
Go ahead, Major.
Okay, last information we got up here from my stepfather was that he took the boy's vehicle that was up here that was involved in the shooting, and it should be a blazer, a dark-colored blazer.
24, is that the thing we got?
Temple.
Dispatch 50.
Go ahead.
50. Did anybody check the location at 4885 Old Alton Road? That's supposedly where that Sprigg subject actually lived.
The weapon is supposed to be in the hallway up there at the house. Okay, the long gun, handgun? I assume the handgun. Okay, they found long gun. I don't think they found handgun. Devil.
The handgun supposedly upstairs in the hallway or maybe in a bedroom by the bed. He slung it.